From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The death toll in Tuesday's terror attack at Istanbul's Atatürk Airport has risen to 44. Hundreds have been wounded. A video obtained by a Turkish newspaper shows a man being shot purportedly during Tuesday's triple suicide bombing. Turkish media reporting the man was a plainclothes police officer who asked one of the suicide bombers for identification and was subsequently shot. The video shows the alleged police officer in short sleeves approaching a man dressed in black. The man then appears to shoot the officer, who fell to the ground. The Associated Press wasn't immediately able to independently verify the location of the video or sequence of events. The Turkish government is blaming the airport attack on Islamic State militants. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made a big announcement about Americans serving in the U.S. military.
I'm announcing today that we're ending the ban on transgender Americans in the United States military. Effective immediately, transgender Americans may serve openly, and they can no longer be discharged or otherwise separated from the military just for being transgender.
Carter directed that the gender identity of a qualified individual could not be used to bar them from any military service or any accession within the military. The announcement follows a year-long study by the RAND Corporation, which concluded there could be minimal readiness impacts. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama is in Spain on the final leg of her three-nation tour to promote girls' education around the world.
I know that we all can support efforts to help them go to school.
Obama spoke before a conference of girls and young women in the capital of Madrid. This is VOA News. Britain's main stock market has rebounded to its pre-Brexit vote levels, but that does not mean all is now fine for the country's economy. The country is expected to face harsh tariffs and economic turmoil as a result of new trade deals with angry European nations. Meanwhile, Conservative favorite and Brexit proponent Boris Johnson has said he will not be running, after all, for Prime Minister.
My role will be to give every possible support to the next Conservative administration, to make sure that we properly fulfill the mandate of the people.
Johnson, former mayor of London, strongly campaigned for the Leave campaign and was expected to, by many, run to lead the country as it severs ties with the 28-nation bloc. Prime Minister David Cameron announced his resignation after Britain voted last week to leave the European Union. The detention of 10 U.S. sailors by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps earlier this year was wholly preventable, according to the commander of naval forces in the Middle East. In documents released on Thursday, U.S. Navy Vice Admiral Kevin Donegan said that the January incident was due to several problems, including poor leadership, non-existent compliance with proper maintenance and procedures, and inefficient planning. And Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson told reporters at the Pentagon Thursday the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps also has fault.
The investigation concluded that Iran violated international law by impeding the boat's innocent passage transit, and they violated sovereign immunity by boarding, searching, and seizing the boats, and by photographing and videotaping the crew.
The sailors, nine men and one woman, were traveling through the Persian Gulf from Kuwait toward Bahrain in two vessels on January 12th of 2016, when U.S. controllers lost contact with them. President Barack Obama signed a rescue package on Thursday for financially strapped Puerto Rico, which is facing more than $70 billion in debt, and a major payment is due on Friday. The president signed the bill just hours after it won final passage in the Senate. The president said there is still tough work to do to get Puerto Rico out of what he called the hole that it is in. But he said the bill is an important first step on the path of creating more stability, better services, prosperity over the long term for the people of Puerto Rico. And on Wall Street, the Dow closed up over 200 points after a couple of rocky days. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.